Joined now in the zone on the Stickies Hotline by former Cowboy, current Steeler.
More importantly,
current Steeler, yes. Flozell Adams, and we should definitely give a tip of the cap to our man, Reggie Swinton, for helping set this up. Good morning, Flozell Adams.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very good, thank you. Appreciate you coming on with us in the zone.
No problem.
So the first question out of the gate, of course, is what have you been doing?
Well, actually, I've been just working out and, you know, just like any other player right now, just waiting for this lockout to end. And, you know, I talked to a couple of guys that I still talk to in Dallas as well as Steelers. And, you know, all of us are together never thought that it would be this long. You know, I was estimating it to be, you know, fixed sometime in the middle of end of May. But, you know, seeing where it is right now, I'm kind of shocked. But as of right now, looking at the reports on the television, it seems like in the next couple of days it's going to be over with.
Some of the guys in the league have been tweeting and talking about it. Of course, there's been a lot of conversation. And first of all, do you tweet? And have you been trying to put any pressure on anybody to try to get this deal done?
Say it again.
Do you tweet? Are you on Twitter?
No, I don't believe in doing that Twitter crap.
Good. I like even more. So have you talked to anybody or tried to put any pressure on anybody to get a deal done? Or have you been in contact with anybody to kind of get a feel for what's going on?
Well, most teams talk to a player rep, and I'm with Charlie Batts. So he sends an email and text message to everybody, let them know what's going on. And, you know, he attends those meetings and everything. So, you know, I don't know if he's listening or anything, but I tell him what I believe in and what should be negotiated on and voted for.
What kind of advice did you get from some of the team reps or player reps of what you needed to do in this offseason just to stay ready and stay in shape?
Well, at the beginning when all of this stuff started, you know, you knew it was going to last a couple of months at least, but, you know, you just go through the same program and stuff that you would do if you were with a team, you know. Obviously, you can't do it as a whole team, but, you know, you get with a couple of guys or wherever you are, just work out on your own and stay in that shape because you never know when it was going to possibly end.
I heard a coach talk about the one of everything rule. Just because you didn't know when the NFL lockout was going to end, go back to one girlfriend, one house, one car, just to make sure you can save up. Did you take any of that advice and say maybe we're not going to be getting a paycheck sometime soon?
Well, it's not happening, and it, you know, it didn't have any effect on me at all. That's what I do every year. So you just never know when it's about to end, and you know, I can serve the best I can, and I don't go out buying, you know, $50,000 watches or what have you, and I just go on it like that.
Costs a lot just to keep time, I guess, huh?
Flozell Adams joining us in the zone. Let me ask you about going from Dallas to Pittsburgh, and for a lot of fans in Dallas, obviously Pittsburgh, maybe Washington, one of the most hated teams in that town. So you're really playing for – it's been a while, I guess, since the rivalry's been hot, but talk about the differences there in the fan base and the communities in Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Well, it's just a fan base, you know, Pittsburgh have a lot more people at away games. You know, that's kind of shocking to me. And, you know, they're diehard just as much as Cowboys fans. And, you know, they're just about being a fan. You know, but I can't do anything but appreciate both sides of my participating in the last couple of years. So it's been pretty good.
Let's be real, man. Everybody's looking for a way to get out of Pittsburgh. I mean, going on the road to games is like, you know, of course you're going to do that. You got to have you don't necessarily even have to have an excuse to get out of Pittsburgh. You just got to get away for a little bit if you can.
Yeah, I mean, really, last year we were going away, even with the Baltimore, I saw those yellow flags. I was like, come on, we're in Baltimore. This many Pittsburgh fans here is crazy.
Flozell Adams joining us in the zone, kind of like everybody else, waiting and getting ready for the NFL season to start. All of us, of course, are keeping our fingers crossed and hopeful for the future that everybody can get back out there. You've been in this game for quite a while now, and I saw today there's a report out that there's 75 players who have gotten together to sue the NFL, claiming that they hid the results of some concussion information they had. How much do you think about that, if at all? I mean, are you able to kind of block out concerns about injury and concussions and things of that nature?
Yeah, you have to think about the injuries and concussions and all the other stuff when it comes to everything that has to do with the lockout. But, you know, you're trying to get these deals done and do everything possible to get back in the game. But, you know, it's more to benefit the players because of all the things that we go through, such as the injuries and all the concussions and stuff that we have to hear during the years, and plus and everything they have to do after you're done with football. So that's why it's important for us to get what we deserve out there, and that's why the lockout is happening.
You're a Michigan State grad. Who'd you play for? Who was your coach when you were there?
Nick Saban.
You had Saban. Okay, we were just talking about Alabama. It's SEC Media Days are kicking off today. So talk about him a little bit from your experiences playing for him there.
Back then, you know, he was a good coach. I think he was a defensive coordinator coming in from the Cleveland Browns when he took the job at Michigan State. You know, he's a hard guy to get used to, but, you know, he's an excellent coach. And, you know, we butted heads when he first got there, of course, just like with any other guy. But once you start going into the program, start believing the things you have to do and go through everything that you have to do, you know, you become successful, which we did.
Were you surprised that he had a short stay in the NFL, or could you, from his personality, you knew it wouldn't transform over to the NFL?
I knew he wasn't going to be in the NFL long, and as a matter of fact, when he did take the job in the NFL, and I heard it, I'm like, wow, he took the job. I'm like, man, he's going to last about 2-3, maybe 4 years, and he's going to go back to college. I knew that was going to happen.
Flozell Adams joining us in the zone.
Can you recognize that a lot with coaches? Like, even coaches you have now that are in the NFL, can you look at a guy and spend some time with him and say, this guy will not last?
You ever pulled a coach aside and said, listen, bro, this ain't going to work out for you. You might want to think about going back to college.
Just head on out, brother.
Trust me, it's some coaches that I have and I've seen that I wanted to say, like, you need to go back to high school. But, you know, you can tell some coaches get put in a position, and sometimes, actually, they offered with things that they can't resist, so they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's like any other thing. But, you know, just like being a young coach in the NFL, you have to go through some things to be able to learn. You have to learn how to be a coach again because it's different on all types of levels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you have to deal with that.
Pro Bowl lineman Flozell Adams joining us in the zone. Let me ask you about the Big Ten because, you know, I don't know if I'm sure you have teammates from the SEC and from the South. You know, we think we are the best in the world. Are you how you feel about Big Ten versus SEC? Are you Big Ten centric, or you just think maybe the SEC might be the best conference, like the rest of us think down here?
I'm a Big Ten centric man. I believe in Big Ten, and Big Ten is the best conference in the league. And, you know, everything. If you go to a sports bar or something and watch one of those games, I like to cause a lot of ruckus down here in Dallas because everything's Big 12, and you know, people look at me like, "What this guy talking about?" Start a lot of things because they all. Texas and Oklahoma, and I'll be talking about how Big 12 sucks. But there is difference. They have their things about how they go about it. SEC has speeds and wide receivers, linemen and linebackers. So, you know, they both have their pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the new look and with the new teams in Nebraska coming in and the teams that have joined the league?
Well, you know, everything is – you know, when you talk about stuff like that, it's people like, oh, it's a tradition. It's a tradition to have this. Well, tradition is not traditional anymore. It's all about the money with the network. Mm-hmm. And they switched all these conferences and everything that it's been for the last 100 years, and now they want to change it because of the TV networks. And I think it's totally ridiculous. They should have kept it the way it was and just went on the way how tradition is supposed to be.
Flozell Adams joining us in the zone. I didn't even realize you had a nickname, The Hotel, which, obvious reasons, I mean, it makes sense. Who gave you that?
You know, I get asked that all the time, and actually, this is, you know, I can't remember the broadcaster's name, but I believe it was something when I started playing. One of my first couple of starts in 1995. They did a good job, and Flozell, he's big as a hotel, and Flozell a hotel, and that's how I started.
Okay. Makes sense. I can understand that. Now, I also see here that you are a cousin to Hersey Hawkins.
Yeah, he's a cousin. He's a cousin of mine.
Did you see him play in college at all?
No, I didn't even see him. I was too young at that time, and I didn't really care anything about basketball. I was like, oh, well.
You never played hoops?
No, I didn't play at all.
Oh, man, you would have been
6'7", nobody tried to recruit you.
I would have loved hoops. Can you imagine feeding Flozell in the post?
Get it to the hotel on the block. No one's moving.
Right now, when I look back on it, I wish I would have played, but I came from a basketball school, and I didn't start playing basketball early enough. And if I had joined the team. I'd have been sitting on the bench, and I'm not a cheerleader.
Were you there the national championship year for basketball?
You say what?
Were you there for the national championship year in basketball, or were you already gone?
I think you missed it.
No, I missed it.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, who's the some of the best basketball players in the NFL?
The basketball players in the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't really play with anybody for a while, but actually, I don't want to toot this guy's horn, but I play with him on the side from here and there. Donald Driver, that guy actually has some ups.
Really?
Like Duncan and everything. So. Huh. But I heard Big Ben is a pretty good basketball player because I think he played in high school or something like that.
Big Ben.
He was bragging about how he played good in high school. Yeah, he's bragging. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It remains to be seen.
I figured it would have been Randy Moss. I know, was it Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez?
Those guys actually played in college. It would have been helpful.
I heard those guys played in college.
Flozell Adams, all-pro lineman, joining us in the zone. Pittsburgh Steeler now currently. I have a text buddy here who says – he wants to know who hates Michigan more, Michigan State or OSU.
Who you hate, Michigan State or LSU?
No, who hates Michigan more, Michigan State or Ohio State?
Oh no, Michigan State, man. Michigan State, because it's like 45 minutes down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we hate each other.
Wow, it's that close. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's only about 45 minutes down the road, and I'm talking about you actually start a bar fight in one of those bars up there if you. Start talking stuff about one or the other. It's very touchy. Personal.
So do you guys go there to steal their women, or they go up to East Lansing to steal yours?
You say what?
Do you go down there for their women, or they come up to East Lansing for yours?
No, we trade.
You guys will equal opportunity on that. I like that. Well, that's
good. Yeah, that's about having one of them with one of the Michigan jerseys on. I mean, you do what you do, though.
Hilarious. That's ridiculous. So what's your best hope as far as, let's say they get the deal done in the next week, you guys go right back to the facility and start working out together? What do you think about that?
I don't have a clue on what's going to go on. I mean, obviously the coaches, they can't tell us anything, but I'm sure once it's over, I don't think they're going to have us. I think it's going to go straight to training camp.
Are you ready to get to work?
I don't think they're going to have a meeting or anything. I think training camp normally for us is supposed to start that Thursday or Friday of next week. So I think once the deal's done, I don't think it's going to be any meeting. Something like just meet. We're going to do everything we have to do in training camp once it starts.
How much long? Are you, 36?
About 35.
You're 35, okay. How much longer do you want to go?
Hey, man, when you get this old and 14th year in the league, you just take it day by day.
I can imagine.
You can't say I'm going to play two or three more years when you haven't even started the other one. So it's hard to determine what you're going to do. Just take it day by day and just let it fall where it falls.
How long is your contract run?
It's just this year.
Okay.
I had a two-year deal. I did one last year, and this is the last year on it.
What's your favorite place to go as far as road games?
Road games?
Yeah, if there's another place that maybe you had to settle in, if you weren't going to be in Pittsburgh or Dallas again, if you had to settle in somewhere and finish your career, maybe a place you've been on the road that you'd like to go.
Now that I'm in Pittsburgh, I like to go to Baltimore, especially when we won last year,
mm-hmm.
because those guys talk so much crap. So just to go down there and beat them at their own place, that was a remarkable accomplishment. But and being in Dallas all those years, I always love going to Philly and New York and Washington to go to beat those guys because you just sit there and talk that crap to those fans that's walking out of the tunnel and stuff.
Yeah.
I just love it.
You guys do it
real life.
Do you guys do anything in the town, or you guys kind of stay at the hotel when you go on the road like that?
Most guys just stay in a hotel. If you got a little restaurant across the street or anything, you go out there and eat or something like that. But, they don't give us enough time to do a lot of stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So 95% of the time, most guys just stay in a hotel.
Do you you make your off-season home in Dallas?
Yes, my off-season home in Dallas. And I'm from Chicago, so I frequently visit my family a lot.
You a baseball fan?
Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm a White Sox fan.
Oh,
good
no.
for you.
Yes,
good
sir.
For you.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Come
good
on,
for you.
Close
You're a happy man then.
Yeah, we do a little something. I know it's been 5 or 6 years since we won a World Series, but when did the Cubs last win? I can't count.
I don't know. They were in last place.
You weren't alive. I am a Cubs fan. We were talking about that earlier. I mean, but honestly, I'd rather have him tank now than get to the playoffs and get swept. That sucks.
That's what he keeps telling himself.
Yeah, it is.
Just shut him down.
Yeah, it stinks. Well,
yeah.
You do have the most exciting manager, at least, so that's good. We do love Ozzie.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Ozzie's a piece of work. Think you can play for Ozzie?
play for who?
Ozzie Guillen. You think you could play for him if he was a football coach?
Hey, of course I could. Let's do it, man.
I like Ozzie, man. Ozzie,
we'll be yelling at each other today, but it's not personal.
Yeah. You've been cussed in two languages before? I mean, Ozzie would be happy to help you out on that, I'm sure.
See, that's not fair. You got English.
Flozell, hope they get it done quickly. Hope you guys get back to work soon. Appreciate you making time for us today.
No problem. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Okay, all take right. care. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.